Back to the Sunday Business Show with me, Conal O'Moran. A big congrats to all of those who were at the Irish Startup Awards on Thursday night. An incredible lineup of startups and an amazing Grand Prix winner, Nova Lia, and its female founder, Anita Finnegan, whose medical device cybersecurity system is already promising 78 jobs in Dundalk over the next couple of years. Not bad for a startup. And of course, a big shout out to my own Irish International Business Networks, or IIBN, the International Business Connector, that won a special award for its work. We are proud. Coming up in a moment, we will be looking at the business behind a brand new brand in the country. That is Fuel Stations Circle K, that took over the Topaz stations. They say that everyone has a book in them, but how about a song? We have the song factory that produced Ireland's Eurovision entry, and that could produce your number one hit. It's a business after all. And then we have a clever app that ties music bands, producers, promoters, journalists all together to make getting on in the music industry easier. And then we have the pillow perfected. Or is it? A patented Irish pillow says it may cure your snoring, teeth grinding, neck and back pain and sleep apnea. Not bad for a simple pillow. More later. And finally, we have Coder Dojo's flagship event. That is the Coolest Project Awards, where over 1,000 young people will show off their digital finery. And of course, we have you, our loyal Team SBS followers, for your famous shout-out. Text us now on 087-4100-102 or email live at todayfm.com or tweet us on at SBS Today FM using the hashtag Team SBS. So let us get straight down to business. You knew your Topaz brand. Well, Topaz was brought by Alimentation Couche-Tard Inc., or more simply, Couche-Tard, one of the largest company-owned convenience store operators in the world, with around 15,000 stores across Canada, the US, Europe, Mexico, Japan, China, and Indonesia, and now Ireland. They operate here under the Circle K brand. Over the last 5 years, its stock price, quoted in Canadian dollars, has risen from $20 to around $53 on Friday last, so that's not bad. We've asked our resident petrol head and head of Cantor Ireland, Ronan Reid, to cast his usually jaundiced eye over Couche-Tard, sometimes translated as late night, and see if it can deliver in your pocket as well as on the forecourt. Good morning, Ronan.
Good morning, Conal. How you doing?
You like that?
I did. Like
you are a real petrol head.
Actually. I am a bit of a petrol head. I'm probably going to get phased out by the environment sooner or later, but like all fossils, I'll get there sooner or later. In fact, you're a bit older than me, so you're more of a fossil than I am.
Couche-Tard, you like?
Yeah, Couche-Tard, I like. Couche-Tard means night owl. Alan Bouchard set up the business.
Night owl. I looked it up and it said good night or night something or, yeah, night owl. Okay.
Don't believe everything you say now. You read now, Conal. But and if you see the logo, it is a night owl. But the business itself, it clearly acquired Topaz here a couple of years ago. But it's one of the largest retail forecourt retail operators. It has about a 50 billion turnover, makes about 3 billion a year. It's big business. I can't remember whether it's 15,000 stores or 50,000. I can't remember. I know I heard the number, but just to the back of my head, I think it might be a greater number than 15. I think that could be Canada. And that could be Canada
Are
and the Americas.
You telling me that I might be wrong?
No.
That could be a bad idea.
I'm just suggesting that
I
the rest...
I own the mics.
You do indeed. But I am sitting in the studio. But it has quite a big European presence now as well. And share price has struggled. I mean, it was up around in the mid-60s and it's fallen down to 52. It is the classic petrol forecourt retailer. It focuses on, but it's now rebranding and recalling itself a convenience store, which is interesting rather than a forecourt retailer.
Because you mentioned the petrol word, because petrol will sooner, I think, rather than later, disappear. Mm-hmm. What is going to attract me into the forecourt?
Well, it's one of the designs that they have, that one of the countries where they're a significant operator is Norway. And Norway, about 40% of the cars are now electric anyway.
Are they really?
Yeah, there's a big number. I think there's Tesla and a couple of others.
You probably mean 14.
I probably mean 14. I probably do. We get mixed up. Stockbrokers never exaggerate. As a consequence, they've been using Norway as a kind of incubator for designing new forecourts. So a lot is based around different concepts of food to go, becoming more a convenience store. And you see that in Circle K and the rebranding across all the areas. Highly acquisitive group. They acquire every 2 years and have built themselves up by acquisition. in recent times. But I think the plan on the forecourt is a power, fast power up area. Beliefs that the speed of charging will increase considerably, so people will need to use forecourts. And related around that, more areas around, like, you know, slightly more focused food areas, slightly more focused entertainment or other areas, and an experiment a couple of the forecourts. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. It is something that I've wondered a couple of times, what happens forecourt retailers, and I think that's why they're rebranded as convenience stores.
Well, then
and also getting to online ordering, becoming a convenience store satisfier. So looking at ways of delivery to the home directly, becoming a food company as much as anything else.
But why wouldn't a McDonald's or a Burger King or somebody who already has a network of food outlets just stick in a few electric charge points?
This is the exact same as the discussion of online retailing. When people have the customers, why wouldn't they just branch out into the areas? I always think it comes back to areas of expertise about how you do, how you understand. When you talk to people who are petrol station operators longer term, they understand traffic, demographics, other areas. Your real estate is valuable in that regard. You already have it. It can be expensive to acquire and get. So, but and I think that quite a number of the forecourt operators have become really good convenience store operators, doing all the fulfillment and everything else themselves over time. So they're realizing that's going to be where they're going to have to compete, rather than the shop on the corner. It's a place you can drive into, which makes it easier. And I think that's their target.
Okay, another possible threat might be a Tesco, because Tesco, certainly not in so much in this country, but in the UK, they have a big petrol service station presence.
Tesco have tried quite a number of areas. They also tried, like, you know, clearly mobile phones, Tesco banking, Tesco other areas. And so that's always remains a threat. And it's down to who develops the best formula over time in terms of what they're doing. And in terms of, for Couche-Tard, the overall size of the business, as I say, the real estate of where they're based. Pretty focused management team. I've heard their management presentations pretty good. They throw off a lot of free cash flow, which always helps and benefits. Interesting, of late, a pretty well-known protagonist shareholder in the US, a guy called Bill Ackman, who runs Pershing Square, which is a big hedge fund that comes in and takes a stake, said that their top pick of stocks that they would have a go at is Alimentation Couche-Tard.
That they would have a go at?
Yeah, but basically that they see it as the best investment opportunity. When a hedge fund says that, it's not always a great thing.
What I was going to say, I mean, does he see that he could shake it up?
He could, because under Canadian rules, it's a French-Canadian company, so there's dual owner, so it's very hard for a foreign company to get to own a French-Canadian company, but the rules change in 2021, which at which times all the shares, I think, would rank equally in terms of voting, which means that it can become a target over time, but they've said it's one of the targets. For me, when I looked at it, I mean, the multiple of profits that it trades at, the cash flow it throws off of, all says to me it's probably a relatively good buy. I would certainly look at it at this time.
PE is?
PE is about 16.
And does it pay a dividend?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it pays a relatively small dividend, but throws off a lot of cash flow. So sooner or later, the money finds its way back to shareholders.
So the share price has been a little bit weaker.
Yeah, it's been weaker. They had bad results in March. Some of it was triggered by poor weather. Hurricane weather stopped people going out, getting stuff, so numbers were weaker. Also, one of the acquisitions looks like it was more sluggish. Incredible, really good formula for how they do the acquisitions, how they buy it, branded, the type of pricing. So it's the classic, you buy smaller number of stores, lower multiple, rebrand it, get it out, put it through your own logistics chain, very clear, get a clear message out. And you can see the branding in Circular K here. So it's driving into town, it's quite efficient, like, you know, so you can see they do their job fairly well.
You buy?
Yeah, we'll be a buyer, yeah.
Okay, well, that's a kind of a pretty straightforward from Ronan Reed. He's a buyer of Circle K. Ronan, as usual, that's Ronan Reed of Cantor. Thank you so much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show. In a second, after a few ads, we are going to talk about the nucleus and how you can write your first number one hit.
The Sunday Business Show on Today FM.